Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Banca IFIS financial results at 30 June 2017 half-yearly report conference call. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Giovanni Bossi, CEO of Banca IFIS. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Giovanni Bossi speaking. Just closed the board of director of Banca IFIS that approved the first half results for June 2017. Results were very good, with a net profit of 103.7 million euro, with plus 165% in respect of last year, same figure. Some good points have been that Interbanca reached breakeven. You know that we bought Interbanca at the end of November 2015, and our commitment had been to drive Interbanca to good profitability in the shortest time possible. The results have been very good because after 10 years of losses, Interbanca reached breakeven in the first half of 2017. Excellent credit quality in this period, and cost of risk improving also in a very significant manner. The Common Equity Tier 1 of Banca IFIS standalone, Banca IFIS only, reached 16.4%, with a very good level. To say that our investments are in line with expectations and with our strategic plans. Everything fine for the first six months of 2017, and good expectations for the rest of the year. Now I leave the floor to Mario Di Giorgio, Investor Relations, for a comment of the results. Mara, the floor is yours.
Okay. Good afternoon to everyone, and thank you for participating to this conference call. I would like just to remind you that to facilitate the comparison of the two reference periods, so first six months this year and first six months of last year, 2016 results have been restated according to the 2017 funding approach. This was already applied in the first quarter results 2017. Going immediately to slide number four, I would like to point out that the group net banking income totaled 250 million euros as compared to 151 million in previous year semester. We realized a +65.7%. By segment, the higher contribution came from the NPL area. You can see on the right hand, 31.6%, which realized 79 million euro of net banking income. As you remember, we include the provisions of the segment at this level also in the net banking income, in this margin. At the end of 2017, we realized in the area NPL 79 million euro as compared to 58.4 million the previous year, reporting a growth of 35.2%. Trade receivables net banking income grew by 3.2% to 70 million euro, mainly due to Banca IFIS Pharma and to the small increase reported even in the small enterprises segment. The economic environment, as you may know, remains very challenging in this sector due to the low interest rates and competitive pressure, mainly on the larger tickets, including Interbanca factoring consolidated clients that, as we already said, we are speaking about over 100 big tickets of large dimensions. 27.8% of the erogated loans in the period were in front of the public administration and 72% versus the private sector. Provisions in this segment amounted to 11.7 million, just in line with the previous year, leading to a cost of credit in this segment of 78 basis points versus last year's 79 basis points. As a consequence, net profit from financial activities in the segment grew by 3.7% to 58.5 million euro. Corporate banking, it includes, as you remember, three different areas, so medium long-term finance, structured finance, and workout and recovery. Net banking income of this segment achieved 65.1 million euros, and includes 53 coming from the reversal of the PPA. Provisions that are equal to 31.8 million euro positive amount was realized thanks to the finalization of the closing, let's say, of some particular areas, okay, that we will examine in the next slide. Leasing realized 9 million euro thanks to the growth achieved either in terms of loans and in terms of market share. The reversal of the PPA also in leasing was positive and was equal to 4 million euros. Tax receivables increased by 14.2% to 8.8 million euros. Governance and services, this result is slightly negative, so minus 2 million euros. And it's negative because we include in this segment the cost of the, for the centralized service staff supporting all business units, in addition to the cost of the funding, in particular RendiMax and the securitization, that anyway were reallocated to the different segments. Last year, it was including in this segment, okay, 12 million coming from the GOVID, and 5.5 million coming from a gain on the sale of the bond portfolio, of a small part of the bond portfolio. This year, so we don't have any positive impact coming from this area, from the COVID, I said, okay, in particular. Going to slide number five. So let's start to comment on the KPIs, okay, that we also reported in the strategic plan, and starting from the first segment, trade receivables. The increase in number of clients was 5% in the semester, okay, with turnover increasing by 12%. And the margin, okay, the average margin obtained in the last 12 months was 5.4%. So not so distant as you may see as compared to the previous reported quarter and even last year numbers, and perfectly in line, even more, let's say, as compared to what we stated in the strategic plan. Okay. Provisions negative, as already commented, in line with the previous year for 11.7 million euros, which are reporting the cost of credit to 78 basis points, okay. Loans as compared to last year end were minus 4%, but again, first 6 months, so 30 of June, more or less always in this business, the loan erogated loans are lower as compared to the year end. Okay. Non-performing loans coverage, so ratio, is very high, 87.7%, but we will detail more as comparing all coverages for the different segments that are working with Italian SMEs. On the corporate banking segment, so slide page 6, okay. I would say that new loans were 212 million euros, higher than expected. So for sure we are refocusing the business of the Interbanca Group, let's say, in where we want to be, first of all, and secondly, the kind of operations and activity supported is very, very proactive. In terms of results, the reversal of the CPA, let's say, was quite important, significant, I would say. In this segment, it was equal to 59.7 million euros, okay, with an increase in loans, total loans, of 7%. Just I would like to mention, okay, the detail on provisions, positive for 31.8 million euros, and these are coming, I would say, for these are the sum of 6 million that is coming from the reversal of the PPA. So part of the reversal of the PPA is in the interest, okay, part is in the provisions, the main part is in the interest, 6 million is in the provisions. Then we have 26 million coming from the closing of some operations, mainly the workout and recovery area. Insights on the leasing, so slide page 7. Number of clients, 72,496, increasing. But more than the client increasing, what I'm proud to point out is the increase in market share. The increase in market share was reported in almost all segments, okay, with I would say, an acceleration that in the last days of June was quite substantial. Loans increased by 5.5%. The cost of credit in this segment is very, very low, okay, and we had also a positive impact of the reversal of the CPA for 4 million euro. I would say that, again, also for the leasing segment, everything is absolutely in line with the expected results of the announced strategic plan. Insight on the NPL area. So, first of all, NPL area, as you said, is the most accelerating segment in terms of margins in Banca IFI, and that really is in line with expectations. What we can point out is the 11 billion achieved in terms of gross portfolio in the segment, okay? Which in terms of book value is over 700 million euros, with something like 2.2, that is less than what we bought in the first 6 months of the year, okay, because we bought 2.4 billion. So less than what we bought in the last 6 months of the year is still is waiting, let's say, for the workout. But it means that nowadays we are able also to put, let's say, onboarding, as we call that, the positions in less than 6 months, which is an absolute, let's say, record for us. Okay? Then we still have a growing amount as compared to the first quarter of processed at least one time, okay? But please have in mind that on average, the book value on NPL portfolio, so the value of this area, is accounted at less than 2%, okay, which is growing immediately as soon as we have evidence of a positive, okay, free installment base. So we are speaking about the stragiudicial area that up to now is accounted at 20% value for 629 NPL gross portfolio or 125 book value, okay, or if it goes to the legal, what we have as evidence, a positive evidence, whenever we have we found that the debtor has or an income or a pension, okay, it goes for the legal recovery department, which value today is either if it is going work out judicial or just in order of assignment wage from 12% to 35%. Okay? So in my view, it's really important for you just to understand how things are accelerating in Banca IFIS in the MPLIA to compare quarter by quarter this let's say, picture, okay, either in terms of waiting for the workout and the recovery stages. Let's go to, I would say, to slide number 10, okay, because we already spoke about the insight on the area NPL. So let's speak about tax receivables. In tax receivables, in my view, it's important to say that either what we vote and in what we cash in is more or less equal, okay? So net book value portfolio remains more or less the same as at the end of the first quarter at 134 million euros. It's important also to point out to show you the NBI, so net banking income on loans, so the profitability, average profitability of this area, which in this slide is reported 11.7%. That takes into account, okay, the last 12 months of net banking income, in which in the last half of 2016 we also had some extraordinary income. Slide number 12. So slide number 12, really what I would like to speak about in the slide are the costs. First of all, cost income at the end of the first semester was 49% as compared to 51%. Okay. So in slide, again, in slide 11, we are pointing out the costs, okay? Cost income, 49% as compared to 51% previous year. What is worth to point out is in personnel, which is growing 79%. First of all, we are including this year the colleagues coming from the G Capital Interbanca, okay, consolidation. That accounts in terms of euros 16.6 million euros, and then in the first 6 months the group hired 81 people, okay, new people, which of course they are reporting the, let's say, the total number of employees at 1,404 people as compared to 1,323 at the end of 2016. Then if we go to other expenses, I would like to divide, let's say, in three areas, the other expenses. First of all, professional services, let's say, so that grew by 8 million, mainly due either to consultancy expenses linked in particular to the projects that we went for in the first 6 months. One is worth to be mentioned in particular, it was the adoption of the new core banking in Banca IFIS, core banking system, sorry, in Banca IFIS, Cedacri. For that, of course, the pressure, okay, because we were able to do that in less than 12 months, okay, the pressure in terms of timing was very, very high, okay, and so for this reason we decided to rely also on the help of professional external people, okay. Then also recovery costs for the NPL area are growing, okay, and these are included again in other expenses. Then duty and fees grew by 5 million euro in total, of which almost 2 are referred to only Rendimax growth, which costed was in the first six semester 151 as compared to 126 the previous year, but please take into consideration that we have lowered at the beginning of June the interest rates for this deposit account. Then in other expenses, we have, recorded 5 million euros total increase, of which the main part are again due to the IT OPEX investments, okay. Just to mention to you, in the first 6 months of this year, if we see, if we have to take into consideration all our OPEX, including the part that is coming from the consolidation of GE Capital Interbanca systems that need to be closed from GE before the year end, and so adopting new transition, let's say, platforms. Totally, we are speaking about 7.2 million euro, okay, plus one related to provisions of intangible assets. We have then securitization included, the cost of the securitization for around 600 million euro. 600 million euro, and then cost of fixed assets, okay, increasing by almost 2 million. Also, this in this semester, as in the previous one, we had some costs related to the Italia FIDT, okay, for 1.6. Previous year was 1.1 due to the, let's say, some help to banks that are more or less in the bankruptcy phase. Going to slide page 12, so balance sheet asset structure, okay. Total assets were equal to 9.4 billion, okay. Loans to customers, 6 billion, okay, where trade receivables decreased by 4%, as we said. Corporate banking increased by 7%, leasing increased by 5%, NPL increased by 25%, tax receivables increased by 7%, and governmental service, of course, decreased by 61% for the government bond portfolio, let's say, closed. In terms of loan to customer exposure towards public administration, we are in the range of 16% as compared to private sector, which is 84%. Available for sale include debt and equity securities. The amount of Italian bond in the portfolio were bought during the first quarter, was bought during the first quarter, and refer mainly to financial instruments issued by banks. In this available for sale are included also 270 million euro of bonds that will expire in the second half of this year, in September this year. Due from banks, this amount refers to the excess of liquidity that the group today owns, either for ordinary and extraordinary operations. Okay. Other assets, in other assets is worth to point out the intangible assets, okay, mainly software, and the fiscal assets, which are worth 546 million euro, of which the main part refers to the adjustment of receivables that can be deducted in the following years, okay? Please note that the fiscal assets are taken into consideration for the calculation of the capital ratios. So in terms of absorption, okay, they matter. And they will matter even more by year end after the merger of Interbanca in Banca IFIS. Uh, Going to slide 13, loans to customers, okay, we said that they are 6 billion. What I want to point out here is, first of all, the ratio of net non-performing loans on loans, which in terms of exposure of group, the Bank Ethics Group towards SMEs is 1.4%, okay, with a coverage ratio of 90.7%. I repeat, 90.7% coverage ratio on the NPLs. If we go to the ratio which is including everything in terms of deteriorated assets, so net impaired assets on loans, we are at the level of 9% with the total coverage of 65.5%. On the right side, you have a pie chart which is showing the total amount of impaired assets recorded at the end of 2017. Okay, the growth reported in unlikely to pay has to deal really not with deteriorated assets, but with normal business for us towards public administration. And that only for accounting reasons, okay, they are inserted in this area. Balance sheet. As far as the balance sheet, total funding amounts to 7.6 billion, and the larger part is represented by deposits, which were at the end of the first 6 months 5 billion, okay? Due to banks increased mainly for the new TLTRO tranche of 700 million euros received at the end of March. And as far as debt securities, they were amounting to 1.3 billion and include notes issued by the special vehicles as part of the securitization launch at the end of 2016 for the acquisition of the Interbanca Group. The decline from the end of 2016 was largely attributable to the buyback of senior notes of the leasing part, and this amount is also including the senior bond issued by Banca Ifis at the end of the first quarter 2017 that was issued for 298 million euros. Remaining part of the bonds have to be referred to the Interbank financial instruments on the market. As far as the last slide, so slide page 15, as Mr. Bossi pointed out at the beginning, we are really growing and enforcing our equity, okay? So at the end of the first semester, the equity of the group was equal to 1.283 billion euros, recording a Chapter 1 Common Equity Tier 1 of 16.38% in 2017, okay, with the same level in terms of a Tier 1 capital ratio, total own ratio, total own capital ratio. So these numbers, all the three ratios, let's say, were improved as compared to previous year. Now, operator, I would like to open the floor to the Q&A section.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Christian Carrese with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Congratulations for results. Quite strong. I have a few questions. The first one is on net interest income. You show in the slide related to DRL that 5.9 billion euro have been processed at least one time and the book value is very low. So there could be a migration into the other categories increasing the contribution to maybe net interest income in the coming quarter. So I was wondering, first of all, your guidance of the business plan that, if I remember properly, was for just over 300 million euro net banking income from DRL still is correct, or do you see any potential upside? And in terms of NPLs, we saw just I would like to share with if you can share with us your thoughts on the Veneto banks and the Monte Paschi rescue plan. Do you think there will be, from this rescue plan, a higher competition on NPLs, and maybe also NPLs that can be bought will be lower going forward? I'm referring to the unsecured part of the NPLs. So if you could give us also an outlook on the second half 2017 in terms of net interest income, taking into account the reclassification you gave us for the LLPs. The second question is on the reversal of PPA. We saw a quite important write-backs in the second quarter. I was wondering, so we have got 63.8 million euro reversal of PPA in the first half. I have in my model around 80 million euro of reversal of PPA for the full year, if you can give us an update on this number. The third question is on IT investments. You said that just, if I get it right, around 6 million euro IT investment OpEx in the first half. No, 7.2 million euro, sorry. You have a plan of 140 million euro IT investments in the next 3 years, so I was wondering what we should expect for the second half of this year, and if you can give us an idea of the phasing of those investments. Finally, just a curiosity, the guarantee you gave for Milan, the Fideuzione, for over 40 million euro, if you can give us an idea of the return you get from this kind of a transaction. Thank you.
Thank you, Christian Carrese. Just one piece of information with reference to the last question. Your curiosity will be in place for the future, because we think that this is some piece of information that we will not disclose to the market. Allow me to... Sorry for this, but, you know, this is business sensitive.
No problem, no problem.
Mara?
Okay. Christian, you should mention one by one the questions. The first one was on the insight of the NPL area. Is it correct?
Yes, NPL area, and the NII evolution. Yes, NPL area. So what is your projection for the NPLs in terms of-
Yeah...
acquisition of new NPLs and NII trajectory estimates?
So as compared to what I said, so 2.4, okay, we are already at 2.6 at the moment. The number of transactions, okay, are still on the table, okay, examined by the committee, okay, investment committee, approved by the investment committee. But of course, the people in the area need to, let's say, to win, I would say, the competitors in terms of projects. So let's say that the 4 billion, okay, that were forecasted for this year, okay, are absolutely feasible. Even probably we can go further, taking into consideration that normally the last quarter of the year for this kind of operations is the best performance quarter, let's say, in terms of number of transactions closed. So, this is, let's say, what our visibility on the business at the moment. What I can say in terms of margins for this area, as I said, first 6 months were absolutely in line with the expectations, taking into consideration also the sale and the gains obtained by the sale of the portfolio at the end of June. No reason why to revise up, let's say, the expected results from the area. It's perfectly in line with the budget.
So we should expect a net interest income picking up in the second half of this year compared to the first half.
No, I would say no. This is, let's say, a steadily growing area, steadily taking into consideration that we are speaking 25-40% a year. So steadily growing area, okay, and the growth in terms of margin and interest is coming from the previous operations put in place in the previous quarters. So it's not something that is picking up, going up and down. What can go up and down are the provisions, positive or negative, that has to take into consideration, let's say, the valuation coming from the model, okay, on the part that is not evaluated analytically.
And it will be booked in the net interest income?
It is booked in the provisions that we put on, let's say, over the net banking income.
Net banking income, yeah. Okay.
Okay. So no reason why to see up. More or less, same speech, same thing on the reversal of the PPA, even if, okay, what was achieved in the first 6 months is absolutely over the expectations, okay, for the first that we had for the 6 months. It's likely, it's possible, okay, that it's going to be up as compared to the previous. You have 80 million euros, so to compare with the previous indication, but nothing sure according to the fact that it comes from the, let's say, release of operations on which we at the moment of the combination we released at the moment of the purchase price agreement, okay, now how do you say, allocation, so the PPA, compared to that value that we allocate at the moment. So what I want to say is that if there are not for the portfolio and the release of the operations is faster than expected, this reversal of the PPA could be higher than what indicated for the year, so 80 million euros as you have in your model. And that's possible, but at the moment, we cannot say that is something, let's say, that we is in our hands.
In other words, the results we obtained in the first half, it has to be in terms of reversal of the PPA, very high, has to be considered so far extraordinary. In the future, this doesn't allow us to say that in the future we will beat our and yours estimation in the ongoing, in terms of reversal of the PPA. This means that we, in the first half of 2017, we realized the figure that you know, but for the future, we think that we will maintain the path, the pace of the pace expected, nothing more, nothing less.
So also on as far as the write-backs you booked in the second quarter, we should see them as an extraordinary, or you got some visibility that you could book some additional write-backs in the second half of 2017?
So far it is, not prudent to assume that we will see any acceleration or deceleration in the path, in the pace of reversal of the PPA for the second half of 2017. neither acceleration nor deceleration in respect of the expectation, not in respect of the first half.
Okay, clear.
Then
On cost, if you can give us the guidance on IT investments, were quite at the end of the day, quite low in the first half compared to the 3-year business plan. So what should we expect for the second half and the following years?
As you remember, when we present the strategic plan, we said that 2017 is going to be, in terms of CapEx and OpEx, the year in which the cost is going to be higher. So it's going to, let's say, be very significant, for the cost income calculation. 7.2 were already accounted in the first 6 months. Probably something equal, more or less, would be in the second part.
The total investment should be 140 million in 3 years.
Total investment, you're right, but investment is CapEx and OpEx. I'm speaking about OpEx when I'm saying 7.2.
140 million was the total cash flows for IT in the 3-year plans, in the 3-year plan. So CapEx and OpEx together.
And how much did you spend in the first half?
It's in the range of €15 million.
First half?
So the most part of the investment will be in the second year, from the second year onwards, not in the first year.
So I said that in terms of total investment, is one thing. The other thing is what we expect in terms of impact on the cost income. The difference is that some of the investments, immediately will generate income, Some of the platforms that will be put on live, let's say, starting from the last quarter of this year, will generate income.
Okay, but just looking at operating costs, just to understand the second half, we should not see any particular pickup in total costs.
Total cost, not in particular, no.
Okay.
The next question is from Giuseppe Mapelli with Equita SIM. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I have only one question, and it's related to the 26 million reversal of provision that you book on your corporate banking segment. I would like to understand or have some color on that in order to understand what are the reasons behind this recovery. Thank you.
We speak about, sorry.
The reversal.
About the reversal of the PPA?
No, the 26 million that are booked in provision, so among the 31.8 that you book on the corporate banking, some color, some evidence on what is the operation behind that.
Okay, as I said, this is the sum of three different, let's say, one is the reversal of the PPA on receivables, €6 million.
Yes.
One is €26 million, the release of previous provisions made at the moment of the business combination. And €0.2 is negative provisions.
Okay, but just to understand why you booked this reversal of €26, because you were too conservative, you sold something, just to understand what are the...
Yes, it's in particular an operation that was on the books, that was closed with the, let's say, not again, with the release of of previous provisions made, that we didn't need it anymore. So the release.
Let me say, Natalie, here the situation is that this is not a discretionary position of Banca IFIS. The classification and evaluation of a specific position in terms of loan is not in our hands. If and when we are sure to receive cash flows for a specific position, we have to classify and to evaluate the position in the right manner. And to be honest, some quarters ago, other managers evaluate, in my view, properly some position as non-performing loans, hypothesizing that the future cash flows for this position would be zero. Today, things changed, and when we again properly are evaluating and classifying the position in a different manner because the cash flows that we today expect are completely changed. So the change is a juridical status, and the cash flows are coming to us again, so it is impossible to maintain the position in the non-performing loans phase.
Okay.
It's not a discretionary position. It's something that we are obliged to do, to have.
Okay.
Whether it's prudence or not.
Okay, and just a follow-up. When you disclosed that Interbank is basically at break-even, what are the extraordinary item that you consider in this break-even? So I think that the PPA is excluded, but in the break-even is included this reversal provision or is not included?
Well, the break-even of Interbank Group is before the reversal of the PPA,
Okay.
but taking into consideration all the other items
Okay.
that are properly referable to Interbank Group.
Perfect.
But before the PPA, if you consider also the reversal of the PPA, of course, it's
No, for sure, yes. Yes, in that case, that would be positive.
For sure, the result is very, 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 very high. But take away the reversal of the PPA, and well, we consider before the reversal of the PPA, Interbank to break even this year, this half year and also this year.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Manuela Meroni with Intesa Sanpaolo. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I have some questions. The first one is on corporate banking, and more specifically on the write-backs of provision that you made this quarter. I'm wondering if we can expect a similar level of write-backs in provisions in the next few quarters, or if we have to consider this level as an extraordinary level. The second question is on the PPA. You mentioned that 80 million euros remains, let's say, a guidance. I'm wondering if these 80 million euros also include the PPA reversal in the loan loss provision that, if I understood correctly, was 6 million euros in the first half of this year. And the third question is a strategical one. You have excess of liquidity and excess of capital, so I'm wondering if you are ready to take into consideration extraordinary operations, or it's too early because you are still integrating Interbank. Thank you.
The first question was. Yes. No, well, it's very difficult to say, very difficult to answer. Well, it is impossible to answer. How can I answer to a question in which you ask me if I think that we will have a level of write-on of position with a higher, too high level of provision in the past. Well, if I had this situation in my head, I would have put this write-down on the balance sheet, on the profit and loss. So difficult to say, to be honest, difficult to say. If you ask me if we have evidence in our hand today, that is the 8th of August, well, I could say that today we have no particular evidence, not extraordinary evidence for the second half of 2017. Of course, goes without saying that when you have a level of provisions on non-performing loans that is slightly lower of 91% level of provision the coverage, thanks Mara, but the coverage is the level of provision within the area are so high, you could expect that in some situation you collect back more money than the value that you have the net accounting value. But this is, let's say, a statistic issue, let's say. We have that the coverage is so high that you could recover, it is probable that you could recover more instead of less. And with reference to the level of provisions and the potential expectation in terms of write-on for the near and long-term future. I could say also that in the last month, maybe quarter, we started with a really proactive management of the portfolio, together with both for the workout and recovery business units of Interbanca and for the runoff portfolio, and this allow us to. Just allow me to give also the second answer. You asked me if I understood properly. You asked me if the reversal of the PPA was also impacted by the recovery on the loans. And yes, I could say yes, because when a specific loan that is deteriorated, that is a non-performing loan, is expected to recover in, let's say, 5 years after time, and we recover immediately instead, we have an impact that could be positive in terms of higher recovery than expected, and together also higher level of reversal of the PPA, because we receive back the money immediately instead in 5 years. The effect is the effect, I have the figure, effect of the PPA on the workout and recovery is slightly lower than 30 million euros. And this is an impact that derives from the acceleration of the recovery in respect of the expectation we had. The third question was
the
excess of liquidity and excess of capital. I don't think that this is an excess of liquidity and an excess of capital. We think that this is a prudent approach to equity and liquidity. And well, of course it is high, but I prefer not to say something about the possibility to external growth in this moment. Of course, the level is high, and you know, a high level of liquidity means costs in terms of in terms of deposit in Bank of Italy, in the Bank of Italy or in the euro system at -0.4. And of course, the excess of capital is something that is that has an impact on the profitability in terms of return on equity, because the higher the equity, the lower the return on equity, if you consider that the profit is the same. But so far we are on the market, and we are concentrated on the development of our business and looking to portfolios of deteriorated or quasi deteriorated assets.
Thank you.
The next question is a follow up from Christian Carrese with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Yes, just a follow up on commissions that have been quite strong in the quarter. So I was wondering why this increase in commission. It's a different kind of product that you are selling. They are coming from the Interbank acquisition, and so if you can give us, this is a run rate that we have to take into account for the coming quarters. Secondly, on cost of risk, it's clear that it's very difficult to estimate cost of risk and the level of potential write-backs. But if I look at 2019 targets, if I remember, it should be the target you gave was higher than 100 basis points in 2019. So looking at the level of provision you are booking in the first half, do you think that is too conservative, the target you gave on 2019, or still it's a reasonable level?
On this specific point, as you could probably imagine, the level of cost of risk, the expected level of cost of risk is the result of many items. Of course, is the result of the credit policies, but also the result of the market condition. What we are seeing today is what we are experiencing today is not dramatic but constant improving in the economic condition in the market that could allow to revise also some guidelines on this point. Today, so far, we didn't do this revision of the long-term market condition that could affect in some way the cost of risk. But if you ask me today if I think that in the long run the cost of risk will be higher or lower than the estimate, I think that the upside risk in terms of reduction of cost of risk is the possibility of upside is higher than the possibility of downside, that is a higher level of cost of risk. But this is, let's say, really a speculation without a very solid base today. But the only thing I can say is that what we see is that the market is steadily improving under this point of view.
As far as the commissions is concerned, as all quarters, we suggest you to have a look to net banking income and not interest and commissions separately, Christian, first of all. Secondly, in our business is changing a little bit because, of course, in the corporate banking, commissions, are quite important, okay? So depending from the contribution of, for example, structured finance to the results or factoring, okay, it changes either in the composition of commissions or interests.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so thank you very much indeed for your interest and for the very active Q&A. Have a great holidays to everyone. We also are going to have some holidays for the next weeks. Okay, so see you in September. Bye.
Bye.